Hello everyone, it's me, your boy Dean. I'm here to give you this piping hot tea. Hope everyone's having a good day today. I just want to jump on here and just do some quick little podcast for you all. So let's begin. So I know you all have seen both body cams released. One being Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul Pelosi, hammer attack. And the other one being the really, you know, just crazy video of Tyre Nichols getting beaten up by 5 police officers in Memphis, Tennessee. So, you know, I originally was going to do a podcast about the whole week, because starting last Saturday, well, really last Sunday, all the way to yesterday, the whole week just been nothing but a shit show. You know, there were 2 mass shootings. Trump got back on Twitter. I mean, not Twitter, Facebook. Ron DeSantis, you know, was getting sued over that AP African American history class. You know, there's drama going on at Bethune-Cookman. And then you got these 2 videos that just came out yesterday. So the whole week was a shit show. But you know what? I recognize that a lot of people have short attention spans. So I didn't want to overboard you all with that. So I'm just going to break everything up piece by piece by piece. So I'm just going to talk about the 2 videos right now. Now let me take a drink of my water. I didn't have time to make tea today, because there's some things I just got to say. Now, before I play these 2 short clips, I just got to address this first. Yesterday, you know, what really annoyed me and just really disgusted me was how the media was over here, you know, just cheering on the release of both of these videos as if this is an entertainment show about to premiere. You should have heard these newscasters yesterday and even Thursday when it came out that both these body cams was going to be released. You know, literally the newscaster would be like, and tomorrow we're going to show the Paul Pelosi hammer attack at 6 a.m. And then at 6 p.m. we're going to show the unfortunate beating of Tyre Nichols at 6 p.m. Stay tuned. Like this is a TV show and it's not. Both of those body cam footages were disturbing as hell. And you know what? Those are real people with real lives. Okay, this is not entertainment, you know, and that to me just shows you how society, we just take joy in other people's pain. We do. But you know, now that I've gotten that out the way, you know, let me play this video. So I'm going to talk about the Paul Pelosi one first. And this is the video coming from Inside Edition.
For the first time, we are seeing... In the moment, police showed up at the home of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to find her husband being attacked by a disturbed home intruder with a hammer. We should warn you, the video's graphic and shows just how terrifying the incident was.
It's just released body cam footage of the vicious attack on Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul, from last October. When officers get there, Paul Pelosi, dressed in boxers and a pajama top, is in a desperate fight to get a hammer out of the hands of the suspect, 42-year-old David DePath.
Drop the hammer.
Suddenly, DePath violently strikes Pelosi on the head. The men fall to the ground as cops quickly work to cuff the crazed attacker. You can hear disturbing moaning from the 82-year-old Pelosi. The just-released footage starts with the suspect scoping out the Pelosi's San Francisco home shortly before the attack. From his backpack, he pulls out a hammer and shatters the window. Prosecutors say DePap broke in and woke Paul Pelosi, screaming, "Where's Nancy? Where's Nancy?" In a just-released 911 call, Paul Pelosi keeps calm while trying to alert cops of the danger.
There's a gentleman here just waiting for my wife to come back. Nancy Pelosi. Is the Capitol Police around? They're usually here at the house protecting my wife.
No, this is San Francisco Police.
No, I understand. He thinks everything's good. I've got a problem. He told me to put the phone down and just do what he said. He wants me to get that off the phone. Okay?
5 weeks after the attack, Paul Pelosi received a standing ovation at the Kennedy Center Honors, where he wore a black hat and glove to hide his skull fracture and hand injuries. Nancy Pelosi spoke out today.
I have not seen the break-in, and I have absolutely no intention of seeing the deadly assault on my husband's life.
She says it will still take more months for her husband to recover, which factored into her decision to step away from leadership roles in the House. Days after the horrific attack, Donald Trump joined a chorus of conspiracy theories about the break-in.
It's weird things going on in that household in the last couple of weeks.
Megyn Kelly had also questioned the attack.
I know enough to smell a rat. There's something going on here that they're not telling us.
Now, after today's release of the footage, hopefully the bizarre conspiracy theories will be laid to rest.
What is going on?
Detective Papp, who is being held without bail, has pleaded not guilty to attempted murder.
So, you just heard all that. And you know, let me drink again. It's really astonishing how a lot of these conspiracy theories or theorists just be saying anything out their mouths, even when there is clear evidence that shows something happened. Okay, the conspiracy theory was that Paul Pelosi is secretly gay and that he invited David into his house for a gay romp and he didn't pay the guy, and that's when it got violent. Okay, now when this conspiracy theory first started floating around in November, I didn't believe it at all. Okay, and the only thing that stopped me from believing that, ironically, is because, you know, I've watched a lot of true crime stuff, and, you know, I've watched a lot of gay documentaries. Okay, if Paul Pelosi was gay, and I don't know, maybe he could be, or bisexual, I don't know. If he was gay, I doubt he would hire someone that looks like the dude who attacked him. The dude who attacked him is overweight, sweaty, and crazy, and not attractive. Usually men like Paul, who are older and wealthier, will hire someone who's skinnier and a twink. If they wanted to have, you know, a little, you know, freaky gay sex on the side. So I didn't believe that at all. But you know what? You still have people still sitting there putting out that lie, still going over there saying that, you know, Paul didn't pay the dude, and that's why, you know, the dude hit him in the face with a hammer. Which, I mean, that doesn't make sense. Okay, if Paul was paying that dude for some dick or some ass, why would the dude break into his house? You know, it just doesn't make sense. Even people going on about the 911 calling, you know, people are like, why Paul isn't just going around saying what happened? And I'm like, if you listen to it, he clearly says the guy's next to him. Okay, there have been plenty of times where people have called the police and an attacker was next to them, and you know, they had to feign the call. The 911 operator, and you know, I don't know all about 911 operators, but you know, it's like she wasn't catching on to that. Obviously, he was calling for help, but he couldn't say exactly what was going on. Because again, the dude was next to him. You know, even with the door opening up, now some people are, you know, confused about how the door opens up, because if you watch the video, Paul has a drink in his hand, and you know, and he's also grabbing onto the hammer. So, you know, people are like, well, how did the door open? Me personally speaking, I think Paul opens the door and then grabs onto the hammer because he probably figured it was the police. Now, people are going off about the police officers in this situation because, you know, they were like, when they saw the hammer, shouldn't they have done something? And you know what? I can understand that. But again, when you watch the footage, I had to watch that video at least 10 times because it was so crazy. The police officer looked confused, you know, and the guy's just smiling, and Paul does not look distressed. At first, I think because Paul probably figured the police was going to do something. You know, but I will say when the dude hits him, you know, chased after him and hits him on the head repeatedly with the hammer, the police do jump on him so he doesn't cause that much damage. But, you know, it was just very disturbing how people still had conspiracies about this. You know, I understand people don't like Nancy Pelosi. And I think Nancy Pelosi is a snake. I do. I think she is a typical politician who lies and cheats and steals. But watching that video, you know, I'm not going to use that against her husband because, you know, that man was attacked. You know, that was an 80-year-old man attacked in his own home. Yeah, he might have been drinking. Yeah, he might have been drunk. You know, yeah, he had his underwear on, but guess what? He was in his own house. Okay, my granddad used to drink in his house and walk around his own house with underwear. That's not strange. So, you know, that video was released, and, you know, all this morning and in the afternoon, people going on about that, arguing about that. Then at night, the video of Tyre Nichols and them five police officers beating him up in Memphis got released. So I'm going to play you all this clip that shows what they're being charged with. Because, you know, I got a lot to say about this.
Welcome back to Live Now from Fox. I'm Lexi Petrovich. As we are bringing you this most recent breaking news out of Tennessee, the Tyre Nichols case that we have had our eyes on here. We now know that the five officers have been charged with this murder. I want to pull up this tweet again to show you exactly when this news came in. You see the officers there. Let's talk a little bit further about what we know about this investigation so far. So all five of those former officers who were fired following the death of Tyre Nichols have been booked into the Shelby County Jail. Those officers, Tadarius Bead, Demetrius Haley, Emmett Martin III, Desmond Mills Jr., and Justin Smith, were all fired from the Memphis Police Department back on January 20th following an internal employment investigation into their confrontation with Nichols. Court records show that those officers each faced two counts of official misconduct, one count of official oppression, one count of second-degree murder, one count of aggravated assault, and two counts of aggravated kidnapping. The Shelby County District Attorney is expected to hold a news conference this afternoon at 2 o'clock Central Time. Of course, we'll be bringing you that update here on Live Now from Fox. They'll be giving us an update into this investigation. So this is the most recent news that we are following. That traffic stop happened back on January 7th. Now, we haven't got any body camera video.
So that was before the body cam footage was released. And I'm not going to play the audio of the body cam footage because, you know, like I said, I don't like how all of this has been used as entertainment. Okay, it's trauma porn is what it is. But the reason I played you all that first clip of that video was, and this is my opinion, and you know what, I will, if I'm wrong, I will admit that I'm wrong. But from what I saw, I don't think this was just a regular case of police brutality. Okay, when I looked and looked at that video, well, the first video at least, I looked at that first video two times, and I looked at the actual beating video three times. And I'm just curious to know if Tyre Nichols and them five officers know each other. That's really what I'm curious to know. Because you know how in the video, you know, now what the officer does, yank him out the car and tell him to get on the ground and stuff. But you know how Tyre is talking to the officers and how some of them are responding back. You know, you can tell it's personal feelings involved. At least that's the vibe I get. Even the beating, because you know, I mean, you know, to kick someone and stand them up while you punch them and kick them, that's personal. Okay, that's a personal, you know, attack on someone. Because you got to look the person in the face while you're doing that. That is very personal. So again, I just wonder, do all these people know each other? You know, when they do this investigation, they should really, you know, I hope that does come out. Because like I said, I don't think this was a regular police brutality case. No, I think there's something more to this case. Now, again, let me drink. You know, when them charges got read, you know, when I saw kidnapping, that really, you know, made my antennas perk up, because I'm like, where the hell kidnapping came in at? Okay, you know, all these other cops who've been charged with something, you know, I've never seen kidnapping be added to a charge. Now, the video, the videos that were released show, I believe it's the second time, the second incident where, you know, he ran into them. You know, but I'm like, where's the video that led up to this? I don't know, you know, it, like I said, it does seem like something's missing. Like, what led up to that? That's what I want to know. Because where the hell did the kidnapping come in from? And another thing that really pissed me off is, again, the good old-fashioned media. First of all, the media was going on and on about how this beating was worse than Rodney King, and that, you know, it was just hard to watch. And yeah, the video was hard to watch. But you know what? I would not compare that to Rodney King. I wasn't alive when Rodney King, you know, was beaten up back in what I think that was 1991, I believe, or 92. You know, I wasn't alive. But, you know, in college, I saw that video. Now, Rodney King survived that police beating. And that, to me, was shocking how he survived that beating. Because, you know, I mean, that was a beating. Like Tyre Nichols, you know, I mean, Tyre Nichols was bad, but it didn't beat that Rodney King beating. That's still one of the worst, you know, police beatings, not even police beatings, just beatings and period, I had ever seen. So, you know, I didn't like how the media was just setting the stage up for basically riots to happen. That's really what I think the media was doing. Even when, you know, because what some of these media outlets were doing was they would release a part of the video, then they would stop and have someone explain what's going on in five minutes, and then they'll play the rest of it. And I'm like, I don't need you to do that. Play me the full thing from start to finish. Okay? So I can make my own mind up about what I'm seeing, so I can see for myself. I don't need no damn media analyst that you all pay to put out whatever agenda y'all want to put out. No, let me see it for my own self. You know, it's just the whole thing is just crazy. And I also don't like how the media was just over here broadcasting, and some of them looked like they wanted to see riots in the street. That's all I heard last night, was the U.S. is preparing for riots. I woke up this morning, the day after the video, and, you know, I didn't see no images of, you know, cop cars burning. I didn't see no images of stores being broken into. I didn't see none of that, at least in my area. Now, I know in Memphis, they did block a bridge, but you know what? By all accounts, it was peaceful. And, you know, I didn't like how the media was putting that dog whistle out there, because I know the implied statement is, you know, that black people gonna riot. You know, because in 2020, well, you know, it was everybody was rioting back in 2020. But you know what? It's like they were setting a stage up for something that happened in 2020 to happen right now. And I'm just not feeling that. Sorry, y'all. I'm drinking again. I'm not feeling that. You know, now I'm going to add this, because, you know, there's some interesting conversations I'm noticing being had. I'm pretty sure most people already see this, but the cops who beat him up were all black. And that started, a ton of discussions on all sides about this. Because, you know, I see people like Jemele Hill and Van Jones are saying that even though all the cops were black, you know, and Tyree is black, it's still an act of racism. And, you know, that's caused a lot of controversy. I'm seeing, you know, people like Candace Owens and, you know, Ben Shapiro and Tucker Carlson going on about black-on-black crime and stuff, which, you know, I find that interesting because, you know, one of these little white kids shoots up a school and most of their victims are also white. People don't call that white-on-white crime, but that's a conversation for another day. You know, that conversation is going on. And, you know, I am seeing some intelligent conversation about this. Because in 2020, there was a big, you know, push after George Floyd's death to have cops who resemble the community that they serve. And, you know, from what I've read about these five cops, they've only been on the force, I think, about some of them been on there for 2 years or 3 years. So they were hired around the time of 2020. But as you can see, you know, these five cops beat him down. And, you know, that's raised a lot of questions about these diversity initiatives that were put in place in some cities after 2020, that's brought into account, you know, how can I put this? Because, you know, I'm trying to frame my words correctly because, you know, there's so much, you know, agendas and inflammatory things being said, and I don't want my podcast to become a part of that. Let's see, how can I put this? You know, I'm just going to scratch that. But yes, these are all conversations that are currently going on around this situation. Now, I will say, the fact that these cops were charged very quickly is very telling because, you know, even with, you know, and when you see in some instances, especially with white cops, you know, it sometimes takes like two or three weeks for them to be charged. So the fact that all this is moving swiftly is very telling because I'm seeing people are saying they're only doing this because the cops are black. You know, I don't know, you know, I'm not in the Memphis justice system. You know, I don't know how their court system works because, you know, every state and every city has its own court system that works differently. So I'm not even going to touch that. But I will say both of these videos were very disturbing, very sad. And yes, there's still unanswered questions, but, you know, it really does show how, you know, one, as a society, we become so rude and so, you know, just unthinking and just ignorant to a lot of stuff. And also it shows that, you know, these institutions that we have, there's such a, you know, a mislevel of trust in them. Whether that be the media or the police. And on that note, I'm your boy D, and that's my opinion on both those videos.